You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it? And you never bothered to buy two new ones? Or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in an atmosphere? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, once again joined by Adam Pelche. Adam, hello and welcome back.
Hey, David and listeners, I'm back. I made it back.
You're here.
I'm here, and what a big show to be back for, too. I'm glad they let me back on air, too, after that last little gaffe.
Oh, we can't talk about it. No.
But, lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to be playing some music from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. We're going to be playing some new material from Gordy Greep, of course, the front person from Black Midi, who has now disbanded that group, but they're coming out with a solo project, so we're going to be playing something from that. Brand new music from Nick Cave that I'm very excited to hear. We're also going to be hearing some really cool stuff from this Idaho group called Floating Witch's Head. Apparently very psyche, very good. A brand new song from Tess Parks. We're going to be playing new Heaven for Real, celebrating some anniversaries from Leonard Cohen and the Supremes, and much, much more. Of course, if you want to hear anything, we do want to remind people they can phone in. How do people do that?
Well, first, pick up your phone.
But that's a good point.
Make sure it's on. After that, you can dial 519-971-3630 in Windsor or 1-855-344-2526 in Detroit and out of town. It is toll-free. You can also visit the website, which has yet to be updated, on revrock.blogspot.com.
But will inevitably be.
Yes, I'm hoping to quite soon. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. But that's where we'll post our playlists and some information about some of the recent shows we've done. In this first set, we're going to be playing a bunch of stuff that was actually released on a Montreal-based label called Celluloid Lunch Records. And they also put out zines. And they put out a lot of obscure stuff and new stuff, and we're going to hear something from Parsnip. What's really interesting about this band is they're actually from Australia, and this is a band that features Caroline Hawkins, who is in a band that put out a record a couple of years back that we really loved and we played a bunch from called School Damage. They had an album called A to X, And some of that sound creeps into this new album that Parsnip put out not too long ago, and Caroline's in this band. That's called Behold. So we're going to hear something from that.
And that was also off of Celluloid Lunch as well. So there's a full connection there. Of course, you know, we do need to mention, though, unfortunately, what we're beginning with. We love this band and we love playing them, but, you know, it's a bittersweet reason to play their music from Deja Voodoo. After a long struggle with illness, the drummer has passed away.
Yeah, Tony DeWald passed away, and very unfortunate. They have a diehard fan base. For those of you who don't know, Tony DeWald was the drummer in Deja Voodoo along with Gerard Van Herk, and they were from Montreal, and they started in the 80s with this band Deja Voodoo. Two-piece, which they called Sludgeability, mixing garage punk and rockabilly together. And they also fronted and ran this label called Og Records, which put out a lot of stuff from a lot of Indian underground acts at the time, from bands like The Gruesomes. They had these compilation albums called It Came From Canada that featured music from a band that was yet to be well-known called The Cowboy Junkies and Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
Some very influential records with those compilations. Then Deja Voodoo as well with their very abrasive sound. Like, they really redefined what independent Canadian music could be. And, they, you know, went on hiatus for quite a long time. There was some news a little bit ago about reissues happening for their full discography, which is very exciting because it's been long out of print. But yeah, that happened just before news of Tony's passing, and we just want to give our condolences to the family and friends of Tony out there, and just celebrate his life by playing some great music that he contributed to.
Yes, we're going to hear two tracks, and next week we're going to play a larger set of music, of Deja Voodoo music in tribute to Tony and Deja Voodoo and Og Records, which helped really define a landscape for Canadian indie artists in the 80s. And it's not as well known today, and that's really a shame. Shows like this definitely bring attention to it, and especially shows like Radio What Wave in London, Ontario, run by Dave O'Halloran, What Wave Dave, who was one of the people that got me into this label and this band. I'm grateful for that as well. And he was good friends with them in the 80s. He would often help with shows, and they would stay at his place, and him and his wife would run the What Wave zine, put out compilations.
It was a passion project, for sure, yeah.
Really cool stuff. And we're going to get started. We're going to hear a couple tracks from two different releases. First, we're going to start off with a track called Rock Therapy, which I think is appropriate, from 1987's The Worst of Deja Voodoo. Then we're going to hear a track from Big Pile of Mud, which I believe was 86. We're going to hear Espresso Bongo. Then we're going to get into some music from Parsnip on Revolution Rock here on CJAM.
I don't need a doctor. When I'm with them, I'll be doing a rock and a billy dance. I need rock, there I'll be. 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 I'll give it to me. I don't need a bell.
That was some authentic audience noise there at the end. The Retail Simps from Live on Cool Street. Love that track. As I said, reminds me a little bit of Booker T and the MGs a bit with that organ going on there. But we heard Spit It Out.
Yes, and that comes from, Live on Cool Street. That was, I don't believe that was put out through Celluloid Lunch Records, but it does feature Chris Burns. These last four tracks in this set featured Montreal musician Chris Burns, who has been in numerous bands over the years, starting with, I believe, Terminal Sunglasses, who we heard prior to that. This actually, they had one album called Wrap Around Cool in 86 or 88, and it came out on Og Records. Actually, it was 85, sorry. Og Records put it originally. It was reissued in 2016. We heard a track called Could That Be People Crossing My Lawn? Part of that, we heard a very short-lived band. This is actually recorded at a college radio station in New Haven in Connecticut, I believe.
Oh, cool.
In 1985. The Bell System. This was a track called UBU, and you can get this also through Celluloid Lunch with another band he had short-lived called Bubblegum Army. Prior to that, we heard new music from a new kind of solo outing that Chris has done called Chris Burns and His Growing Concerns. We heard the title track, the lead-off single from this album, which was Things Overheard from People Talking Loudly on Their Phones.
I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, and the album's called Kablooey. And, really cool stuff out on Celluloid Lunch Records.
And, it's very fitting, too, because, as you said, even with this connection, all these tracks had some sort of theme going on with them, because if it wasn't Chris Burns or Celluloid Lunch, as you mentioned, that group Terminal Sunglasses had that one record out initially on Og Records, and then we played two tracks from the progenitors of that. But we did have one song between them, a really cool group from Australia.
Yeah, called Parsnip, newer group,